Who's the first person who's going to complain about this choice? Which person in society? The what? Well, obviously anybody who's getting... But who's the typical person who comes to mind who's going to go berserk at this choice? None of you are in med school? Hmm? The what? A singer with a very good voice. Yeah, well, they will. But a more typical... Yeah, Michael Jordan would, right? He's not going to like this. If he gets rewarded for effort, right? Let's see the incentive effect. Suppose we were doing a marathon. We're going to run a marathon, you know, a long race. There's 1,000 runners, right? So there's 1,000 runners going to run in this long race. We have $3 million to give out as prize money. What's the way that is typically decided to give out the prize money? Everybody knows $1 million for first place, you know, $700,000 for second place, $300,000, $80,000, $50,000. By the time you get down to 10th, nothing, okay? What is the actual incentive effect of this way of rewarding our money? Does this produce the lowest possible time for the race? Think about it a little bit. You realize that this approach, if somebody's really, suppose you are really, really fast, right? You're really fast, right? You can win by a lot. What is your incentive? What's your incentive? To win by how much? Do you get more money if you win by as much as you can? No. If you win, you get first place prize money. So what's your incentive? You're really fast. You're faster than all of us. As long as you can win. So you got to beat the second place person by 2 steps. That's your incentive. There's no incentive to run any faster than that, right? If you're really, really fast. There's clearly no incentive. Person in second has to beat the person in third. Person in third beat the person in fourth. The 10th beat the 11th. And what about the 11th? Go to the beach, right? There's no incentive to ever finish. So that's supposed to be the intelligent way to do this. Now, suppose that we actually care about output and not just about some other things, which we can consider in a moment, but we care about output, so we want to have the lowest overall time for this marathon, right? We want to have the sum total time of all the runners be as low as possible, the total speed as great as possible. Speed is our output. What do we reward? Yeah? Clever, which is the same as rewarding effort. Well, what's the logic here? Every person's running is contributing to the total. If I run 1 minute quicker and I'm 48th, that's just as good as if the person who's first runs 1 minute quicker. It cuts 1 minute off the total time. It adds to the total output, right? So the issue isn't who's first or 48th. The issue is getting everybody to run as fast as possible, to produce as much as possible. It doesn't necessary to pay the person who comes in first more than the person who comes in 48th. What's necessary is to pay the person who comes in first in a way that gets them to run as fast as possible. And to pay the person who runs 48th in a way that gets them to run as fast as possible. That's a sensible set of incentives if we're just going to look at output. I don't believe only in output. But if we did, that's a sensible set of incentives. And what are we doing then? We're asking each one to exert as much as possible. We're paying them for their effort. Right? And you would do it by knowing what their general output is for an average effort, and if they do better, that's more, and if they do less, we'll see when we get to the whole model how that happens. But anyway, you can see the logic. You can see that maybe there is some logic to this. Maybe there is some incentive logic as well as some moral logic to it.